For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time for the Athens Little League Report, brought to you by Brett's Casual American, smart food for smart people. And second day in a row, we got our man Travis Butler checking in. Hey, Travis, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, David. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. And we're in the AC, though. I'll go ahead and say that right now. If we were not, I might be a little bit miserable. But then that's just the grumpy old man in me talking. But anyway, love the Little League. And I know it's been a great, great year. And you're filling in for Blaine Williams, who is too good to call us from Japan. I don't know what's up with that.
No excuses.
Come on, Blaine. What's up with that?
Can't be that expensive.
Yeah, come on. Anyway, but thank you very much, Travis, for filling in. And is this our last report for a little while?
Well, guys, I wish I could tell you that it was. And ironically, Blaine's team is who was playing last night. He coaches Hawthorne Drugs, and they were playing Northeast Sales. Hawthorne Drugs would have had to beat Northeast Sales not just last night but tonight in order to win. And unfortunately, the night ended with kind of a big question mark. And so protests aren't just for the big leagues. They're for Little League as well. We had a little bit of drama out at Holland Park, and apparently one of the players was accidentally substituted at a position that he could not go to after having played another position. And so it was not, I guess, noticed until the sixth inning and discussed. And in true Little League fashion, though, it was amicably settled and decided to play on the field starting in the fourth inning when the substitution took place, and that's going to happen tonight. So the game was tied, and they'll go back to a tie game starting in the fourth inning tonight between Hawthorne Drugs and Northeast Sales.
So, juicy. I like it. I like it.
In fact, it is juicy. Yeah. It is juicy.
While you were talking, Tyler Smith just texted me and said he would be calling in tomorrow.
That's right.
So I love
Tyler
it.
Might have the honors. Now, if Hawthorne Drugs wins, then they'll have to play another game.
Wow.
So, It might end tomorrow. It might not. But, guys, thank y'all so much for giving Athens Little League this platform. We really appreciate it. The kids love hearing their names when they have great play. And also just wanted to give y'all a heads up that the All-Star season is starting, and lots of kids who played really well this year will be representing Athens Little League, and they're super excited.
Excellent, excellent. So there's your Athens Little League report, brought to you by Brett's Casual American, and we'll get the remainder of it tomorrow morning, right?
That's right.
All right, great stuff. Thank you so much, Travis. We do appreciate it, and we look forward tomorrow to hearing how all this turns out. Have a great day, Travis.
Thanks, guys. You too.
All right, Travis Butler with the Athens Little League report, brought to you by Brett's Casual American.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.